Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. So we're going to talk about something that I have no idea what we're talking about. It's called vanillin.
Vanillin.
A word that I only learned at your knee just the other day.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, old boy. What the heck is vanillin?
Well, vanilla, we all know.
Sure.
It's this wonderful flavoring derived from an orchid. And vanilla is actually not one chemical. It's a whole bunch of chemicals.
But yeah.
One substance in vanilla is vanillin.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it in bottles. And it's labeled as artificial vanilla.
Right.
And because it's synthesized in the lab. But the vanillin that you buy in a bottle synthesized in the lab is exactly the same chemical that is in vanilla, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with using vanillin. It's got a very strong vanilla flavor, and the recommendation is this. If you're going to be baking with it, with vanilla,
yeah,
you might as well use vanillin. Because when you use vanilla and it's baking, a lot of these other chemicals get kind of volatilized.
Yeah.
But the vanillin flavor stays. And so you can save yourself a lot of money by using vanillin when you're baking.
Especially nowadays.
And if you're going to be making ice creams and custards and vanilla sauces and things like that, then you want to use the pure vanilla.
But in fact, you know, one of the major uses of vanillin is in the ice cream industry.
Yes, in the ice cream industry. But if you use vanilla, and you've seen the price of vanilla has gone up astronomically in the past few years, because there have been cyclones in Madagascar, which produces about 75% of the world's supply of vanilla.
It's that old devil climate.
So weather has driven the price to record highs. So you buy a, you know, like an 8-ounce bottle, and it's going to cost you like $30 or more. That's incredibly expensive. And I love the flavor of vanilla.
Everybody does.
So if a recipe that I'm making calls for 1 teaspoon, I will put in 3 teaspoons.
What? I had no idea. Yeah, you were so profligate.
So vanillin is kind of like a blessing for me to be able to, because I'll use it in baking, and I will get that same wonderful flavor.
For the most part, you can't tell the difference.
No, you can't.
Because
you can't.
That is the operative thing in vanilla anyway.
Yes, it is. And I think that it was kind of a wake-up call to me, because I've been such a snob.
You know, what? Vanilla and
why, Greg?
Why would I want to use vanillin, especially, you know, artificial, yes.
A snob.
Artificial flavor, you know, I wanted just the natural product. But today, vanillin is made either from guaiacol, which is a petrochemical, or lignin, which is wood pulp waste. And so people are saying, well, why should I be using a food substance that's made from wood pulp waste or a petrochemical? My answer is that it doesn't matter beans whether you synthesize it de novo or you extract it from these products. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. You're not getting any impurities when you're buying vanillin in a bottle.
No. I was kind of interested, though, that vanillin actually contributes to the flavor and aroma of things like coffee, maple syrup, whole grain products. Even cornmeal and oatmeal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's odd, and I realized that it has something to do with, like, for instance, adding salt to something that brings out flavor.
Yes.
Without itself expressing a flavor.
That's right. You wouldn't get the taste of salt, but salt is bringing out the flavor that's there. And it's a pinch, you know. We're not talking huge amounts.
So it naturally occurs in these other things, like coffee and maple syrup, et cetera.
Yeah.
Without smelling like vanilla.
Yeah.
How odd. We don't know everything, do we?
Well, no, we don't know everything. We don't know that much, actually, when it comes right down to it. So I think that the takeaway is use vanillin if you're baking.
Yes.
And if you were going to be doing something, you know, fresher, like a sauce or ice cream, then use vanilla. Yeah. Because you're going to get not only vanillin in there, but you're going to get a whole bunch of other compounds.
And it will be labeled pure vanilla.
Pure vanilla. Pure vanilla extract.
Pure vanilla extract.
Yes, which is typically extracted with alcohol.
Yeah. So, in fact, basically you're going to get much the same flavor. There might be a richer flavor to vanilla.
It'll be because you'll have more substances in vanilla than you have in just vanillin. Vanillin is one thing. Vanilla is a whole bunch.
Right. That's right. Okay, that's the way that works.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so glad you straightened me out on that. And we can straighten you out if you'll just tune in to
The Food Guys.